This is your operating system talking, not your computers or your phones, but your internal human operating system. I'm feeling a little overloaded. Here's how you can ease my stress. Close your eyes or softly gaze at something in front of you. Now inhale for 4 counts, exhale for 6. Keep repeating. Much better. Longer term, there's BetterHelp Online Therapy. They'll match us with a licensed therapist we can connect with via video, phone, or chat. Visit BetterHelp.com/positive and save 10% on our first month.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
And we are coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage Studios. Whether you're looking to purchase a new home or refinance yours, Rocket Mortgage can help you get there. For home loan solutions that fit your life, Rocket can. Happy Friday night to you. I hope you're safe. I hope you're cool. I hope you stay safe and cool all throughout the weekend. I'm not going to be here for the weekend. I'm only, yes, only going to be here with you for the next 4 hours. This is when I get started, 10 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 p.m. Pacific. I'm being joined by super producer and host, Dave Shepard. I'm being joined by you on a Friday night. You at work? Okay, good. Make your money. Did you just leave work? Good. Take their money. Are you enjoying yourself on a Friday night? Good. Be safe. Like I said, I'm going to be here with you for the next 4 hours, and we got a lot to discuss. Week 4 of the NFL season is already upon us. Aaron Judge trying to hit a home run, trying to hit number 62, but the Baltimore Orioles won't even throw him a pitch. I mean, right now, the Baltimore Orioles lead the New York Yankees 2-1 in the bottom of the eighth. They just put Aaron Judge on first base to try to induce a double play. Thus is life when you're having one of the best seasons ever in Major League Baseball. Outside of baseball, we already know this. I mentioned it already. Week 4 of the NFL season is upon us, and we have some good matchups. And when I say good matchups, I can't wait. Can't wait to see the Bills and the Ravens. And then we have some matchups that might be a little embarrassing. Just a little bit. The Broncos and the Raiders are going to, you know, go out there and play some football. Maybe Russell Wilson can score a touchdown. Maybe Devontae Adams can be on the receiving end of a pass from Derek Carr. And then we even have a London game. The Saints and the Vikings are going to get it on. The NBA, how about this? They've started their preseason. We got the Warriors in Japan, and James Wiseman, yes, a name that you probably haven't heard in a long time. James Wiseman had an excellent game to start off preseason, a different element potentially for the Golden State Warriors as we move forward in this season. And then we've also learned a little bit more about the Boston Celtics. Not only is Blake Griffin joining the Celtics on a one-year deal, we've learned that Ime Udoka, I mean, damn. I guess the latest report is that he has used or did use a crude remark in regards to the staffer that he worked with, or should I say slept with, and that's one of the reasons that he has been suspended for the entire season. And so, yes, the information related to Ime Udoka, it continues to slowly but surely trickle out. And so for the next 4 hours, yes, we're going to talk week 4 of the NFL season. For the next 4 hours, we're going to talk a little bit of NBA. But most importantly, for the next 4 hours on a Friday night, I'm just going to have me a good old time. Super producer Dave Shepard, how are you, my man?
Doing well, Jared. Thank you for asking. I'm waiting for 62. How are you, sir?
Why don't they throw the man a ball?
Well, it was right to say. Well, they're going to pitch away from him in that kind of a scenario where they're only down one and preserve a run.
I understand that. I'm just waiting. He had one hit tonight. He struck out his first at bat. He's walked twice, and you got an open base. Why not put him on base, try to induce a double play? I get it. It's baseball strategy. There's also a threat and an understanding that with Hurricane Ian, that the Yankees series this entire weekend against Baltimore, part of it might get rained out. They may have to do some of that doubleheader nonsense. Wouldn't that be a trash way to kind of end the year for Aaron Judge? We want to see him get another home run.
You would hope so. I mean, let's just hope they get on a, you know, man, I can't believe it's top of the ninth already. Let's hope that the Yankees rally a little bit in the ninth and Judge can get up to bat last out or something like that. You know, walk off, you know, 62 walk off fashion. That wouldn't be too bad, right?
Oh, my God. Can you imagine? I feel like the last Yankees major. What was the last Yankees? I know Stanton. He sucks right now. But Stanton, he hit a big-time walk-off when? About a month ago, right?
You know what? It might even be the Grand Slam when they were down three.
Yes, and now he sucks.
Well, listen, he's an old JR. He is a very old 32. He's a very old. He's the oldest 32 in baseball university.
Well, you're not supposed to play baseball at 6'6", right? Not supposed to play in the outfield. Yeah. That guy, he's nothing but muscles.
Puts into perspective what Judge is doing, by the way.
Say again?
Which puts into perspective what Judge is doing, by the way. If you're not supposed to play baseball at 6'6". Judge ain't 6'6". We know he's north of that.
Yeah, he's bigger than that. And Aaron Judge is, what, 6'7", 280. And he's been healthy. He has played 153 games this season. And so if I can do some correct math, and I might be wrong or off only one game, this is 156 for the Yankees, I believe. So Aaron Judge has only missed two games this entire season, which is just mind-boggling for a lot of people who wanted to look at his injury history and say, well, Aaron Judge, he can't stay healthy. Well, no freak injuries this year, and he's played a lot of center field. And so I am also on the clock. I have no idea what's going to happen with the weekend. I have no idea what's going to happen with the storms. I am not Al Roker. Shep, name another famous meteorologist. Name another one.
Isn't there a Mr. G?
Does America know Mr. G?
I think they do, yeah.
I'm not Al Roker. I'm not Mr. G. I'm not Jim Cantore from the Weather Channel. I have no idea what's going to happen over the next several days with the weather. You can consider me the black guy from Family Guy, the one who just stands there and says, it's going to rain. Depending on where you live, it's going to rain. And depending on where you live, I hope you stay safe throughout the entire process. It might rain in New York City over the weekend. I believe that might be the case. And so for the New York Yankees and Aaron Judge, and if you want to take a look at history, you don't want to see rain. You want to see Aaron Judge on the field consecutive days to end out the season. You don't want to see doubleheaders. You don't want to see Judge in the field and Judge in DH. You just want to see Judge hit number 62 and get it over with. I think that's what most people want to see, especially folks who happen to be fans of the New York Yankees. And so, yes, we'll keep you up to date as to whether or not Aaron Judge goes out here and hits that home run. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Greg is calling from Houston, Texas, potentially a foe of the New York Yankees. Greg, you're pretty damn early here. You're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up?
What's up, JR? I'm a big fan, man, and I value your opinion. And I tried to call the other night, but I guess there was too many other callers. And I am a Yankee fan from Houston.
Wow.
It is tough because
I know.
But I value your opinion. So I wanted to know, if Judge hits 62, is he the real home run leader?
Man, I had mentioned this yesterday, during yesterday's show. I said this the night that Judge tied Maris with 61.
Yeah, trying to call in.
it's a personal thing for so let me I'm gonna go deep here for a minute, Greg.
Do it.
For me personally, I will consider Aaron Judge to be the home run king. Why? Mm-hmm. Because we know for a fact that Barry Bonds and Mark McGwire and Sammy Sosa, those guys cheated. And as much information that we have available to all of us right now, Aaron Judge is not a cheater. Aaron Judge is just a great baseball player, and then B, he's a physical freak. And so I think the math is very simple in that regard. If Aaron Judge hits 62, personally, I will consider him to be the home run king for a single season. Aaron Judge has come out of his own mouth. And Aaron Judge, someone who we know grew up outside of San Francisco, he has said that he watched, stayed up late to see Barry Bonds go out there and slug 73. And that's all good and well.
That was must-see TV back in the day.
It was. And, you know, Aaron Judge is a great dude. He's not going to drum up controversy. He's not going to create stress for himself. He's going to look at the facts. And so I'm not going to argue with Aaron Judge about, you know, what he said or who he considers to hold the record. This is what we all know. This is a fact. Whether you agree with it or not, Barry Bonds holds the single season record for home runs. Those home runs, they went over the wall. They went into the bay. They went all over the damn place. And he owns the record. Whether or not you consider them to be legitimate is something, and for most people, can be up for debate. Not for me. And so if Judge goes out there and hits 62, he is the guy. No ands, ifs, or buts about it. For the life of me, Greg, and thank you so much for calling from Houston. I appreciate you. For the life of me, I cannot understand why so many people take it personal. When even me, I say, man, Barry Bonds was a cheater. Yeah, he holds the record, but he got a boost. He got help. What are people so up in arms about it for? Is Barry Bonds their godfather? Is he their uncle? Is Barry Bonds their daddy? Help me out here. When I say Barry Bonds is a cheater, he cheated. Why do people get so personally offended about that fact? Okay? This man not only, oh, he didn't fail a drug test. Well, lots of people can skirt drug tests. Ask Lance Armstrong about skirting a drug test. But then go ahead and ask the authorities about Barry Bonds and his drug calendar. You know, ask people about his admission of using the cream in the clear. Ask about the Balco raids. Ask about the testimony saying they shot him up with everything. Ask Barry Bonds about the increase in the size of his head. Ask Barry Bonds about the size, the increase in the size of his feet. Ask Barry Bonds anything. And then look at the evidence. I get it. If you grew up in the Bay, and you love Barry Bonds, God bless you. Why wouldn't you? He is the home run king. It's nostalgia. It's something that you can relate to. It's something that you can get down with. It's something that is a part of your life and your memories and your history. That don't mean he ain't cheat. Doesn't mean he ain't get a leg up. And we know if you looked at the past, I don't know, 12, 13, 14 years prior, he did not need it. He was jealous. Mark McGwire got busy. Sammy Sosa got busy. What about me? What about Barry? And he decided to go out there and get involved with the dirty business. And good for him. Well, maybe not. Nobody likes him. Who likes him outside of the Bay? Barry Bonds said he made life difficult for the media. He said he wasn't someone who embraced the spotlight. He said he wasn't the most endearing fellow. Aaron Judge is all of the above. I don't know, maybe I'll be wrong, but Aaron Judge looks like the type of guy that I can say, man, if I had a kid playing baseball, I'd say, look at how he plays. He has fun. He's committed. He's getting everything out of his talent. But more importantly, it's the sportsmanship. If we all have to wake up 2, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 years from now and say, well, damn, Aaron Judge was a hell of a cheater, then damn it, we all got fooled. I don't think so. I don't think that'll be the case. Roger Maris Jr. said it the best when Judge tied his dad for 61. Roger Maris Jr. said it the best when looking forward to what might be in the record books, what is in the record books, and what might be. He commended Aaron Judge for everything that he's done as a member of the New York Yankees, for being clean, for tying the record in pinstripes for the Yankees. And then Roger Maris Jr., he took it a step further. He basically said, listen, the guys who have the records, it needs to be evaluated. Matter of fact, don't take my word for it. This is what Roger Maris Jr. had to say about Aaron Judge if he breaks the record of 61 with his dad.
I think it means a lot, and it's not just for me. I think it means a lot for a lot of people, you know, that he's clean, he's a Yankee, he plays the game the right way, and, you know, I think it gives people a chance to look at somebody who, you know, should be revered for hitting 62 home runs and not just as a guy who did it in the American League. He should be revered for, you know, being the actual single season home run champ. I mean, that's really who he is if he hits 62. And I think that's what needs to happen. I think baseball needs to look at the records, and I think baseball should do something.
I do not feel any different than Roger Maris Jr. If you want to hang your hat on Barry Bonds, then good. Hang your hat on a cheater. And sure, him using PEDs didn't make the baseball go over the fence, but it certainly helped him. It allowed him to be available to do so. And God bless him. And he's being punished for it right now. Barry Bonds might get into the Hall of Fame through one of these special committees. And he had a Hall of Fame career. There's no doubt about that. But you have to acknowledge the fact he was a cheater. I'm waiting on Aaron Judge to hit 62 so I can personally call him the home run king. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4CBS. Home run king. Not the biggest story in the world of sports right now. We talked about this ad nauseum last night, and now we have an update. It's Tua Tagovailoa, the man who seemingly was knocked the hell out twice in less than a week. Sunday against the Buffalo Bills. Last night against the Cincinnati Bengals. There are a lot of upset people that Tua was allowed to play, that he continued to play, and that after Sunday, that he seemingly was knocked the hell out again. We're going to talk about Tua. You're going to hear from coach of the Dolphins, Mike McDaniel. And then also, we'll talk to you. It's a Friday night. Happy Friday. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. JR wants to hear from you. Call him now at 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4227.
That's right. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Well, guess what? There is no Aaron Judge home run number 62 tonight because the Yankees, seconds ago, literally seconds ago, they just lost. The Baltimore Orioles beat them in the Bronx, the final score 2-1. And so the Aaron Judge watch continues for this man to go out and get 62 home runs. The New York Yankees will be back in action in the Bronx against the Orioles tomorrow at 1 p.m. Eastern time. Also, I'd be remiss not to share this with you. Someone else who's been chasing the record books, chasing history this season in the home run chase, is not necessarily someone fighting for a single season record, but a career record. Tonight, Albert Pujols. A week ago, this man decided to go out and hit two home runs against the Dodgers, moving him into the 700 home run club in the fourth inning tonight, while the St. Louis Cardinals took on the Pittsburgh Pirates. Albert Pujols hit home run number 701. And so he adds to his history, really. Still, Babe Ruth, Hank Aaron, Barry Bonds. Those are your career home run leaders. And now you can continue to add an additional home run for Albert Pujols, number 701. We are definitely going to talk about Tua Tagovailoa, the entire situation that happened last night. We have a full update from head coach Mike McDaniel as to what took place. Tua Tagovailoa even shared a message on Twitter. We're going to be sure to get to that shortly, but right now we got the phone lines open. That's 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Let's go ahead and talk to Mike. He's calling up from Atlanta, right where I'm from. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, JR. Love your show, man. I just love listening to you.
Thank you.
I want you to know that I've been a New York Yankee fan since 1958.
Oh, beautiful. And you've seen a lot of titles.
I have. I've seen a lot of bad teams as well.
Yeah, the 80s. The 80s were pretty bad, but we ain't going to talk about the 80s. They sucked.
JR, let me ask you one quick question.
Yes.
Who was the first black most valuable player in the American League?
The first black AL player in the American League? Okay,
most
hold on.
Valuable player.
I'm going back now. I'm going into the 50s. It was a Yankee. Was it? It wasn't the catcher. It was it. Say again, Shep. Who was it? Yeah,
Elston
the catcher,
Howard.
Elston. Yes.
Yes.
Hey, Shep.
Yes.
Hey, Shep. Tag team. I said the catcher. You named his name.
No, that was all you.
No, it wasn't. No, it's not. I said the catcher, and then Shep said his name.
Michael, yes. Giving us some good trivia here on a Friday night.
No, I appreciate it. I appreciate it. He was a black catcher. He absolutely killed it for the Yankees. Yes, the Yankees have a storied history of having just amazing catchers. Elston Howard, you got Thurman Munson. You move on down the line, mm-hmm. Obviously. You have Jorge Posada. And it continues on, man. Yes.
Well, JR, let me say this very quickly. I think what Aaron Judge is doing this year is great. I think it's good for baseball because, as you keep saying, no one can question his ability. No one can question anything about what's going on with his home run hitting. But I want to say this. You know, they're doing him not right. I mean, they're still pitching to Pujols, right? And Pujols has an opportunity to do what he's trying to accomplish. But they're pitching around Judge. They seem to be fighting against him winning the Triple Crown even. The player for Minnesota that's a point ahead of him in the batting average is not playing.
Yeah, Arias, he's
yes. Out.
Yes, Arias.
So, you know, there's another wave of some type of anti-Yankee feelings that are going on that seems to be against Aaron Judge, you know, achieving the Triple Crown and the home run crown.
Are you going to call it, do you consider it to be anti-Yankee to a certain degree? If I'm a pitcher and I'm trying to win a game, first of all, why do I want to pitch to Aaron Judge? And for what we saw, like, for instance, Aaron Judge, his last at-bat tonight against the Orioles, there was a runner on second base. They were in
yes.
the eighth inning. They had an open
yes.
spot. They were trying to
yes.
induce a double play. Whether it was
yes.
Aaron Judge or me or you, you would typically say, let's put a runner on first so we could probably complete the double play.
tonight that may be correct, but how many times in the last few games have he been walked? I mean, one game, four times he walked.
Yes, but I mean, that's par for the course. I understand your point completely, but when you are this damn good, you get walked. And we don't live in the same world as 20 years ago where Barry Bonds will be walked 170-plus times. But the reality is, if we have to look at the guys who have walked the most in Major League Baseball for the entire season, you have Juan Soto, who heading into tonight, I believe, had approximately 130 walks. And then you have someone like Aaron Judge, who is just a shade over 100. And then everybody else is behind. Guys don't walk the same way that they used to. But we know this. Aaron Judge is a massive threat. And so I get it. Here we are looking at the record. He's staring the record in the face. He wants to break the tie, obviously, with Roger Maris. He's now down to six games to go out there and do it. I'm not going to beat up the other teams for being careful, quote-unquote, with Aaron Judge, because we know you put the ball over the plate, he's going to send it into outer space. That's just what it is.
Well, I'm going to say this, and I'm going to sit back and listen to you. I've been a Yankee fan a long time, and 2022 has made me feel really well. I've enjoyed this season being a Yankee fan, and I hope they continue in the postseason.
Well, Mike, I certainly hope so. I ain't all that confident that the Yankees are going to have success in the postseason. I think things are rather wide open for a lot of the teams, not just in the American League, but in the National League. I don't really find it to be one clear-cut winner, which would be an advantage to the New York Yankees. Mike, I appreciate you for the kind words, and thank you oh so much for calling up from right here in Atlanta, Georgia. Doug is calling from Colorado. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Well, hi. Thanks for taking the call. I agree with you wholeheartedly about these performance-enhancing drugs. Baseball, in my view, will always have a black eye until they deal with this directly. And I think that Bonds, Sosa, McGuire, they need to have their records expunged. They need to set an example for our youth. And baseball has a great history of people like Lou Gehrig. Oh, every time I hear that recording of him talking about him being the luckiest man on earth, it just makes me want to cry. And we got Jackie Robinson and Hank Aaron. And I remember President Obama putting the Presidential Medal of Freedom on Stan Musial.
Yes.
And he was saying that Stan Musial was the first guy that got $100,000. And when he got that contract, he didn't perform that well. And he went to his bosses, to the owners, and said, you know, you can have some of this money back. But they said, oh, Stan, go ahead and keep it. And so baseball has a lot of great players in their history that have had a great character for our youth to follow. But this business with these performance-enhancing drugs gives baseball a black eye. And as an institution, they're not going to live up to anything that's happening, like, for example, with the NBA and Bill Russell, until they deal with it.
Well, thank you, Doug, for calling from Colorado. I think we also have to be cognizant in looking at baseball as a sport. The ups and the downs. Baseball has been around forever. Okay, we're talking 120-plus years of baseball, a long-ass time. Now, having said that, we got to go through the ups and downs. Baseball has been around as long as, quote-unquote, modern society. And if we want to talk about modern, when I say modern, my apologies, I'm talking about television. I'm talking about the radio. I'm talking about the wide distribution of newspapers. I'm talking about the past 100 years. Baseball scans it all. Baseball spans civil rights. Baseball spans the color barrier. Baseball, it goes over all of that. And so there's a lot that you can look at in the record book. So I'm not someone who's going to say that Major League Baseball, the records are sacred, and this record needs to be expunged, and this guy needs to be removed from the Hall of Fame. The numbers are the numbers are the numbers. It's a part of the history of the game, and I'm not going to discount that. So whether you were a cheater on the field, whether you were a racist on or off the field. I mean, baseball in and of itself as a sport, as a league, was inherently racist. The owners were racist, not allowing African Americans, minorities, to compete in the game. So we can go ahead and pick apart the numbers and pick apart the stats and look who's in and look who's out. You have to look at it in the appropriate lens. And so I'm not an advocate for removing Barry Bonds. I'm not an advocate for throwing on an asterisk into any of the records. I think the numbers for most people who understand this, they're skewed because of history for many reasons. And so that's why I look at someone like Aaron Judge, and I got to give the guy credit. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Marco Belletti is here with a news update. But before that, Marco, every time I see you, which I'm happy when I do, you have a Yankees hat on.
Correct.
What are your thoughts on this situation?
To me, Bonds is the record. I don't like to get into that whole thing. Look, I know we're going down the rabbit's hole, but to me, I saw it. I watched Bonds hit 73. I watched McGuire hit 70. I feel like baseball closed their eyes to the whole thing. I'm okay with it. This is cool, and this is fun for the simple fact that there's six guys that ever got to 60. And the fact that he's getting to 61 and 62, it's rarefied air, and it's awesome to watch because this game's been played for a long time. He's doing something that only six people have ever done. But the idea of him being the record holder, no. Bonds is the record holder.
Yeah, on paper. But I'll tell you this much. Until I know for certain that Aaron Judge cheated, not me. Not me. There's a lot that goes into the drugs, and it's a matter of personal opinion. I've said this for a few days now. You can look at the record, and we know Barry Bonds has the record. Would he have the record if he didn't shoot up? If he didn't go ahead and elongate his career? If he didn't have the same stamina because of what he took? The answer is we don't know. But we do know that he did take something. And so for me, personally, yeah, absolutely. The ball went over the wall, and he has the record. But he got a little bit of help, maybe a lot of help, we don't know, to go ahead and get there. We do know he was an absolutely amazing player. Well, Marco, let's see what Judge can do the rest of the season. And I know this is tough to say for a guy who's 30, 31, turning 31. Let's see what he can do for the rest of his career. I know he's going to get paid. I know that's a definite. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
JR, first and foremost, I want to say you make my drive because I go to and from the hospital to it every night, and you make my drive amazing, so thank you.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. We're going to talk about Tua Tagovailoa. Because the Miami Dolphins, specifically head coach Mike McDaniel, he talked again today. He even shared a little joke. I guess it was supposed to be a joke or supposed to let us know how great Tua Tagovailoa is doing. He's like, oh, yeah, we want a plane ride back. We were watching a comedy movie. Oh, yeah, great. Nice. Ha, 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 ha. We're going to talk about Tua. You're going to hear from that guy. I'm looking at Twitter. Momentarily, actually. You can always hit me up at JR Sport Brief. And, you know, we've been talking about Aaron Judge. He didn't hit a home run tonight. Bilal Helawi, I think that's his name. He says, at JR Sport Brief, the fact is that Tiger Woods was a great guy until we found out the contrary. We are not sure 100% with Aaron Judge either. Bilal. Duh. Let me say that again. Duh. Okay, I can tell you one thing I'm certain about. I'm certain that, and I hope it's not tomorrow or anytime soon, I'm just certain that I'm not going to exist forever. Anything else, I am not surprised about at all. So what are we saying? Okay? When you can find an inclination, if you want to sit around and quote-unquote be the Debbie Downer, if you want to be the miserable one, if you want to say that, oh, yeah, Aaron Judge might be taking steroids, then find some concrete evidence first. I think most people with common sense, with an IQ, hey, Shep, do you know you are an educator? What's the average IQ, do you know?
I do not.
Okay, well, let's put it this way. I'm going to make up my own IQ scale. You ready?
85 to 115.
Oh, you Googled it.
Of course I did.
That's quick. Anyway, forget that. I'm too slow to know what you just said.
Well, JR, I mean, the reality is, but IQ is based on obsolete standard testing to begin with, though. And no, if we're going to be real about that and really dive into, you know,
well,
the deep lane about IQ.
I'm not asking about IQ or Wunderlic.
I get it.
Anyone whose brain just warms up a little bit. You know, the neurons and the synapses in somebody's brain, let's say the scale is 0 to 10, right? At the 0 scale, you just, I don't know, your brain is done. You're cooked, right? And on a 10 scale, I don't know, maybe you're Albert Einstein. Let's say most human beings with any type of common sense, which is not common, and any type of education, and when I say any type of education, I'm not talking about a formal education, but just a little bit of knowing something, I'd say the average person is at 5. I think the majority of us understand that, yeah, in the case of Aaron Judge, unless you are with this man 24/7, you have no idea what he's doing. I think all of us understand that. I think most of us also understand that he has not tested positive for anything. I think if you factor in who he is publicly, how he interacts with the fans, the media, his own family, his history, you might go, yes, he seems fine. We can look through history and start pinpointing the Tiger Woods of the world. We can look at the Lance Armstrongs of the world and we can say, that's a good guy. He's a family guy. Or that guy is raising money for cancer. And we find out these are the most jackass human beings ever. I don't believe, based on what we see from Aaron Judge, that that is the case or will be the case. Do we know for sure? No, we don't. But if we all have to sit around or walk around, oh, my God, Aaron Judge might be a cheater. What are we doing?
You know, JR, Tiger, you know, he was known for his being very temperamental. You know, and this is well before 2009 Thanksgiving, right, where the
car
crash.
The guy was a recluse.
Yeah.
He didn't interact with anybody.
Judge was the nobody has anything negative to say about Aaron Judge. Tiger Woods, he was very standoffish with not just the media, but peers alike. So it's a much, you know what I mean, Jared? Like Aaron Judge is the ultimate sportsman. He's the ultimate teammate.
Shep, let me put it this way. Was I shocked 10 plus years ago, I guess at this point, that Tiger Woods was hanging out with blondes?
No.
That he was chased out of his own house, that he wrecked a car, that he was on pain meds? Was I shocked? No. Circumstances? Yes. Oh, damn, he got chased out of his house. Wow. Was I shocked? No. This guy grew up in such a pressure-packed situation. He did not live any type of a normal life. I'm not shocked at what took place.
Right, but Judge was never late. But Judge was a late bloomer. You know, guys like A-Rod and Jeter and Griffey, those guys came on strong and hot and fast. Judge wasn't a rookie until 24, 25. He was never. You get what I'm saying, JR.
So, that's my point. And I agree with you for the idea that Tiger Woods was a great guy until we found out the contrary. Listen, man, you might wake up tomorrow and you might think me, JR, is a great guy, and you find out that I was kicking old ladies across the street.
It's not true. Okay.
Well, I didn't. I didn't kick. Not yet. I'm waiting on the right old lady to kick across the street, and when I find her, I'm going to do it. But the fact is, yes, we live in a world where we have no idea what people do behind closed doors. But there is zero, I'm going to say this again, there is zero inclination, there is zero evidence that Aaron Judge is cheating. That does not mean that he is not. I can turn on, and I got the package, I can watch every baseball game. I can watch, forget baseball, I can watch every NFL game. I can watch every NBA game. I can watch every Premier League game. I can watch every and any sport that I want to any time of the day. I can look at any athlete. I'm looking at the Dodgers play the Colorado Rockies in the studio right now. I just saw Mookie Betts hit a ball to left center field. I can sit around and say, oh, Mookie Betts, man, he's been good for a long time now. He's not hitting them home runs, but he's so damn good. Maybe he got a little extra something to put a pep in his step. And anybody could say, yeah, yeah, I think so. Come on, man. You learned this in school, I think so. And it's been a long time for me as well, but damn it, there's such thing as an educated guess. And I'll put it in my own terms. There's such thing called an educated guess. And then there's a dumbass one. If you do not have evidence outside of, well, we don't know, that ain't good enough. So sit down, relax, stick along for the ride, and let's see what Aaron Judge can do for the rest of the season. And unless you, I don't know, analyze the drug test, unless you're watching Aaron Judge when he goes to the bathroom, unless you know his workout regimen, sit down and relax. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. We're getting ready to take a break. And when we come back on the other side of the break, this isn't anything that anyone should relax about. It's Tua Tagovailoa. Head coach of the Miami Dolphins, Mike McDaniel, he spoke today. He gave us an update on Tua Tagovailoa. And he says he wouldn't change anything about how they evaluated and treated him. The NFL Players Association, they chime in as well. You'll hear it on the other side.
This is your operating system talking, not your computers or your phones, but your internal human operating system. I'm feeling a little overloaded. Here's how you can ease my stress. Close your eyes or softly gaze at something in front of you. Now inhale for 4 counts, exhale for 6. Keep repeating. Much better. Longer term, there's BetterHelp Online Therapy. They'll match us with a licensed therapist we can connect with via video, phone, or chat. Visit BetterHelp.com/positive and save 10% on our first month.